Hello and welcome to this news update for Wednesday, the 21st of September. The Pope's four-day trip to Germany begins Thursday local time, and he certainly has a busy schedule. To start off, the Vatican says, the Pope will meet with representatives of other major religions. He has a total of 18 official speeches planned in Berlin, Erfurt and Freiburg. The first major speech will be on the 22nd, when the Pope addresses Germany's parliament in Berlin. Up to 100 parliamentarians have said they will boycott the speech. He's also planning on meeting the local Jewish community. Afterward, the Pope will celebrate a Mass in Berlin's Olympic Stadium. On Friday the 23rd, the Pope will meet with the Muslim community. Then he plans to travel to the city of Erfurt, where he'll visit the Augustinian monastery where Martin Luther studied. In that very spot, he'll also meet with leaders of the Evangelical Church in Germany. Then an interreligious celebration will take place. The Pope will also stop at the Etzelbach Shrine in what used to be former East Germany. As part of the trip, he'll also visit the Seminary of Freiburg, where he will meet with former Chancellor Helmut Kohl. Leaders of the Orthodox Church will also be present, as well as the Central Committee of German Catholics. In the evening, he'll attend a prayer vigil with about 15,000 youths. Before leaving the country, the Pope will also greet the judges of the Federal Constitutional Court to honour the Constitution written after World War II. Since the official language of the trip is, of course, German, the Pope will also improvise many of his speeches. Father Federico Lombardi said last week that the Pope was going to Germany to try to put God back at the centre of society and daily life. An Iraqi Catholic archbishop has warned that the Arab Spring will not lead to European-style democracy. The Chaldean Archbishop of Kirkuk, Louis Sacco, said that for Muslim-majority nations, even the so-called secularized ones, state and religion walk hand in hand. He said fundamentalist Islam is growing and becoming an increasingly concerning phenomenon, adding that the Arab Spring Times' powerful demand for democracy was theoretical rather than concrete reality. He said, for the time being, Europe's democratic model cannot work in the Middle East. It will take a long time for it to be applicable, and it will demand a new culture and the formation of youth. A priest has been murdered in his home in Colombia, the sixth to be killed there this year. Father Gualberto Ovieda Arrieta, who was 34 years old, was a parish priest in the Nuestra Señora del Carmen Church in Capagana when he was murdered on the 11th of September. In a statement, the Colombian bishops expressed our profound sadness and lamented the state of violence and moral deterioration that our society is experiencing. No one has been charged and no motive has been given for the murder. A house built by Mother Teresa has been torn down in Moscow. As the city of Moscow prepares to unveil a bronze statue of Mother Teresa next Saturday, the city government tore down a hospice run by the Missionaries of Charity for, quote, lack of permits. All attempts by the Russian Orthodox Church to find a compromise, including an intervention by Patriarch Kirill, to stop the demolition on the 16th of September came to naught. Located in the eastern part of the Russian capital, the two-building hospice drew the attention of Moscow municipal authorities 3 years ago when they tried to get a court order to force the missionaries to tear down one of the two buildings and remove the last story in the other. The sisters said that, quote, the destruction of a place built with donations from around the world is a sign of blindness to human pain and a show of contempt for those who help the poor. The Moscow Hospice was founded in 1990 and is run by missionaries from around the world. It helps abandoned children, terminally ill patients, the homeless and the disabled. It also helps recovering alcoholics. And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.